Welcome inside the broadcast booth high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous but chilly and windy Wednesday evening for baseball here in Salem. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all evening long as we got ourselves a good one between the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Series currently with a 1-0 lead held by the Red Sox after a 12-2 win yesterday. The Red Sox able to pull away late. Game was kind of kept close throughout the early going, and then Salem really blew up towards the later end of the ball game, taking the 10-run victory on a Tuesday night. And it was really needed for Salem, to be quite honest. Went on the road before that in a series against the Shorebirds. Only got 5 out of 6 games in due to inclement weather. This 6th game has been rescheduled for later on in June. But out of those 5 games, the Red Sox only able to pick up 1 series opening win. Went on a 4-game losing streak before returning home here to Carilion Clinic Field and picking up a much-needed victory over the Woodpeckers last night. We got ourselves 2 really good lineups out there, but a little bit of mix and match going on with the Red Sox. First, though, we give you the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lineup. Starting at the top of the order, the designated hitter, Ryan Clifford, followed by Narbe Cruz playing at third base, and Zach Cole in right field. So the top 3, Clifford, Cruz, and Cole. Batting cleanup, the left fielder, John Garcia, followed by Luis Encarnacion. He is catching this evening. And then Dari Lorenzo playing over at second. So Garcia, Encarnacion, and Lorenzo. And then playing at first base in the 7-hole, Sandro Gaston, followed by Leostani Molina playing at short. And then in the 9-hole, the center fielder, Jackson Lofton, who again yesterday played in the field at third, and he gets the start in the outfield tonight in center. On the other side for your Salem Red Sox, Juan Chacon at the top of the lineup playing out in right tonight. Typically plays in left, gets it over there at right instead. Miguel Blaise, the designated hitter, is in at second in the lineup. Miguel had an off night last night, finds himself back into the lineup tonight. Alan Castro, center fielder, batting third. So that is Chacon, Blaise, and Castro at the top of the order. Luis Ravello, he's been the hot one for the Red Sox as of late. Had a great game yesterday. He plays over at short, batting cleanup. Ronald Rosario catching this evening, followed by Lionel James, typically over at first. He is playing at third this evening. Then in the 7-hole, Albert Feliz playing at first, followed by Carson Simas out in left field. And then in the 9-hole, Abram Liendo playing second tonight. And I find the fielding lineup a little interesting, something that we have not seen before. First and foremost, no Roman Anthony, no Cutter Coffey in the ball game tonight. Anthony, I mean, everyone's due for a rest day every once in a while, right? But he plays pretty much every single evening, and most of the time is in either center or right field. Not in the lineup tonight. It is his rest night. Never have the Red Sox played a game this season, though, where Coffey and Anthony are both absent from the lineup, and Coffey out of the lineup as well. Typically plays at short or third. So instead, you have James at third. He typically plays first. Ravello playing over at short. He plays second a lot. Liendo is at second. And then Feliz playing over at first. Typically when Albert Feliz is in the lineup, he is at first. Rosario catching, nothing new there. But Simas in left, Castro in center, and Juan Chacon out in right. We're moments away from the starting lineup here high above Salem Memorial Ballpark on a chilly evening. Winds gusting out towards left field. Flags are waving. Not a ton of bend in the flagpole. That's how you can really tell when it's howling. But it is moving a little bit out there dead center at 4:01 on the mark in dead center field. It's the Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox gearing up for game number 2 of the series. On tap, we'll carry the national anthem, and we'll be back right after this.
Our national anthem. Leading us this evening is violinist Jeff Wells.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff White absolutely shredding the national anthem on the violin. Had a great night for baseball. Temperatures about 50 degrees here in Salem, with quite the wind blowing out into left field. Shadow cast over about half of the infield. Most of right field is shadowless, including the rest of the entire outfield, as the sun begins to set underneath the mountains of the Roanoke Valley. Sunny, partly cloudy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Let's go ahead and give you a little bit of a highlight on our pitching matchup tonight. First on the other side for Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers give Nick Swanson the nod on the hill. Swanson with a 3.77 ERA so far this season. He's pitched in four games, starting two of them. 14 and a third innings pitched. He's given up 10 hits, 8 runs. Six of them were earned, one home run, seven walks, and how about this, though, 22 strikeouts for Swanson. And then on the other side, Dalton Rogers with a nod for the Salem Red Sox. He is turning into quite possibly an ace in the lineup for Salem. Rogers out of Brandon, Mississippi, 22-year-old left-handed pitcher drafted in the third round back in 2022 by the Boston Red Sox. Played his college ball at Southern Mississippi, and he had himself a fantastic outing his last time around. His most recent outing was back on the 25th on the road at Delmarva against the Shorebirds. Ended up pitching five scoreless innings, gave up just one hit, two walks, and he dealt eight strikeouts. Chilly one here tonight as both teams bundled up a little bit. We're moments away from the first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Leading us off, Ryan Clifford, the designated hitter, digs on in the left-handed batter's box. Decked out in all grays today are the Woodpeckers, and the first pitch is swung on missed. 93 miles an hour on the fastball. First pitch comes at 7:06 p.m. The 0-1 on the way. Misses outside, and the count now 1-1. Fastball away off the plate. A ball and a strike. 3:15 on the year is Clifford. The 1-1 offering. Breaking ball dips below the knees, and the count now 2-2. Yesterday, Clifford led off as well, ended up going 0-4 in his outing. The 2-1. Misses just outside on the fastball, and the count now 3-0 for Ryan Clifford. Started the game with a fly out to center and grounded out the rest of the way. 3-1 finds the zone up at the letters. 93 on the fastball, and the count now worked full. All grays for the Woodpeckers. Across the chest, it reads the Ville in black. As the payoff pitch misses low, skips up over the plate, blocked by Rosario, and a leadoff walk worked by Ryan Clifford. We had two quick outs to begin last night's ball game. Clifford flew out on the first pitch, followed by two pitches into Tyler Whitaker's at-bat. He popped out, and boom, just like that, there were two quickies. Instead, a runner aboard to start for Fayetteville. Here's Narbe Cruz. First pitch misses high and away on the fastball, and it's 1-0. Cruz batted cleanup yesterday as the designated hitter, playing over at third instead today. The 1-0. Fastball misses away, and the count now 2-0. Rogers coming off of a 5 scoreless inning, 8 strikeout performance. Hasn't found the strike zone yet today. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a popper just out of the infield into center. Going back, Liendo makes the grab for out number one, and there's one away with a runner aboard first base. So a pop out to second base. It's down Narbe Cruz. Here's Zach Cole, the right fielder. 12-2 win for Salem last night in the series opener. Snapped a 4-game losing streak for the Red Sox. The first pitch. Breaking ball. Misses high. 1-0. Cole batting just .216 on the year. Does have 3 home runs, 14 RBIs. Making the most of his hits. The 1-0. High and in. Misses out of the zone on the fastball. Count now moves to 2-0. Going with the ski mask look is Mr. Cole today. Again, everybody bundled up, but especially the fellas from Fayetteville. 2-0. Finds the zone on a fastball, painting the outside corner. 2-1. Salem wearing some long sleeves and stuff, but these Fayetteville guys got hoodies on, long sleeve, gloves, ski masks, the whole nine. Here's the 2-1. Check swing, finds the zone anyways. 2-2. Fastball ended up sneaking in there. In the stretch is Rogers. Glances back over to first. Lefty on lefty matchup. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew the fastball past him at 94. Fastest one on the radar gun tonight from Dalton Rogers. And there's two down. Here's John Garcia, the left fielder, stepping in the right-handed batter's box. Lefty on righty matchup coming. Runner aboard first, still scoreless here in the top of the first with two away. Salem on the other side, decked out in their red uniforms. Navy blue cap. Check over to first. Finding his way there safely standing up is Clifford. Navy blue caps with the red S in Boston Red Sox font. First pitch, misses inside, 86 on the off speed, 1-0. Red jerseys reading Red Sox and navy blue with a white outline across the front. Navy blue letters and numbers on the back. White pants with a slight red piping down the leg. 1-0. Misses inside on a fastball, 2-0. Again here at Salem with a Salem Red Sox starting pitcher gets to pick the uniforms. Rogers went with the red look. 2-0 on the way. Swing and a fly ball foul, tailing into the seats. 2-1. Runner aboard first after a leadoff walk is Ryan Clifford. He's been patiently waiting there after Cruz and Cole were retired. Cruz popped out. Zach Cole struck out. Two balls and a strike now for John Garcia. The 2-1. Swing, same pitch, same spot, same result as it flies into the seats into right for a foul ball. 2-2. Went with that fastball away once again, did Rogers. Garcia got a piece of it, fouling it away. And here we go, 2-2. The pitch, way inside on a breaking ball. Three balls, two strikes. Count worked full by Garcia with two away and a runner on first. Huge pitch coming up here in the top of the first inning. 3-2 offering on the way. Swing and a chopper trickles foul into the Salem Red Sox dugout. Back in left field. We'll stay at 3-2. Your umpiring crew tonight, Shane Sullivan out in the field. Dylan Holsey calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Check swing, fouled this time now towards the visiting dugout. Will still stay at 3-2. Just in on the hands, missing the majority of the barrel there for John Garcia, the left fielder. Garcia did not play yesterday, making his series debut against the Red Sox today. 3-2. Got him looking. Put the fastball right over the outside corner of the plate. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Dalton Rogers, and that will retire the inning. It strands one runner aboard first. No runs, no hits, no errors. When we come back, due up for the Sox, Chacon, Blaze, and Castro. Bottom of the first after this scoreless from Salem. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here high above Carilion Clinic Field from Salem Memorial Ballpark on a chilly and windy evening for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. Bottom of the first on tap for you from Salem. Leading us off, Juan Chacon, the right fielder for the Salem Red Sox, digging in the right-handed batter's box. Nick Swanson gets the nod on the hill today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Swanson played at Northeastern State, native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. First pitch misses inside, 88 on the gun, 1-0. As it skips away from the catcher, Encarnacion. He's able to recover. One ball, no strikes. Juan Chacon, here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball finds the outer corner of the zone at 90, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Swanson going into his third professional season after being a 16th round draft pick back in 2021. Chacon waves and misses at the off speed, count now 1-2. Umpire calls time. First disengagement here for Juan Chacon. As he takes his time, steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Righty-on-righty matchup here. 1-2, rings him up looking. 81, that slider just curved right back into the zone, catching the outer corner. One away. Not how you wanted to start if you're Juan Chacon. A looking strikeout to begin the evening for the Red Sox, who were red hot yesterday. 12-2, the victory. They have a 1-0 series lead. Scoreless here, once again in the bottom of the first. Here's Miguel Blaze. Swings at the first pitch, dribbles it down the right field line. Coming on is the pitcher Swanson, tosses to first in time for out number one, and there's two away. So 1-3 ground out on the first pitch retires the DH Miguel Blaze, who sat yesterday, did not play yesterday. Had the rest day, appeared in the lineup today just as a DH, not in the outfield like normal. Here's Alan Castro, the center fielder. First pitch finds the zone on a breaking ball that slammed on the brakes and fell down like a wall. 0-1. Swanson kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper right to Gaston at first. Gloved on the one hopper, steps on the first base bag in time for out number three. Quick work of the Sox made by Swanson in the bottom of the first. When we come back, still scoreless top of the second. Ready to go for you after this on MILB TV. Top of the second, ready to go for you here in Salem. It's Fayetteville and the Red Sox still scoreless through one inning of play. First pitch on a check swing and an appeal. They'll say he goes. It's Luis Encarnacion, the catcher had to get out of his gear real quick and get into the right-handed batter's box. Lefty on righty matchup. Here's the 0-1. Way miss outside. Rosario had it tipped off of his glove. A breaking ball that just escaped the cold hands of Dalton Rogers. I mean, that one was strange looking off the hand. Here's the 1-1. Misses way high again. This one gets away from Rosario a second time, and it's 2-1. Rogers with two wild pitches in a row. Nobody aboard. That one was a fastball. Made quick work of Fayetteville after giving up a walk to lead it off in the first. The 2-1 misses upstairs, and it's 3-1 on a fastball out of the zone. Walked Clifford to lead it off, then got Cruz to pop out and struck out two consecutive batters. The 3-1. Right over the heart of the plate at 91, and the count now full at 3-2. Woodpeckers couldn't really get the offense going yesterday besides a two-run homer in the first, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. 92 miles an hour blew the fastball right by him. So after going down in that count 3-1, coming all the way back was Dalton Rogers, and ended up grabbing that strikeout on the payoff pitch. Three strikeouts in a row for Rogers, dating back to the end of the first inning. Here's Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman. The first pitch is on the way, and it misses high and away. 85 on the gun, 1-0. Rogers pitched at Southern Mississippi for the Golden Eagles of the Sun Belt Conference in college. The 1-0. Finds the zone, painting the inside corner at 93. It's 1-1. Pitched in the Hattiesburg Regional and Super Regional. Beat LSU in the regional final. The 1-1 fouled away into the netting back behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Swept by Old Miss in the Super Regionals were the Golden Eagles of Southern Miss. Ole Miss ended up being the eventual national champions. 1-2 misses away at 80 in the count now. 2-2. Ole Miss was the last team to get into the NCAA tournament field last year. Ended up going on a wild run and won the darn thing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Four consecutive strikeouts out of Dalton Rogers. Blew the fastball by Lorenzo. How's that? Coming off the heels of a 5 scoreless inning, 8 strikeout performance is Rogers. And now he's got a red-hot start here in his what is total 5th outing of the season. Brings up Sandro Gaston, first pitch. Swung on, lined out into the gap in right center, and it gets down for a base hit as it trickles all the way to the wall out in right center. He rounds first, he's heading for second. The throw is cut off by Liendo in center field, and it is going to be a 2-out. Double, stand it up for Sandro Gaston and the Woodpeckers. Well, 2-out production, it's never over till it's over. After 2 quick strikeouts out of Dalton Rogers, Sandro Gaston says not so fast, grabs a two-bagger of his own. This brings up Leostani Molina playing at short. Batting 200 on the season with a homer and 8 RBIs. First pitch, misses high and in at 92 on the fastball, and it is 1-0. If you're watching on MILB TV, you can see how windy it is by how shaky the center field camera is. 1-0. Swing and a fly ball into the seats in right foul. 1-1. If you're not watching and you're joining us audio only, we appreciate you tuning on in. You can catch us all season long, either on the MILB TV app or on MILB.com for audio. 1-1 missed on. Got him with the off-speed inside. Chasing way out in front was Molina in the count now 1-2. Two down, runner aboard second. Still scoreless here, the top of the second from Salem. 1-2. Breaking ball misses high. Rosario dropped it momentarily, scoops it back up. Nobody moves. 2-2 on the off-speed. Molina did not play yesterday, making his series debut as well. Same with Garcia. 2-2 to Molina. Swing and a chopper to James at third. Gets through for a base hit. Runners at the corners now with two away. Gaston moves over there. It looked routine, and it just got through past James. Goes in as a two-out single for Leostani Molina. Runners on first and third with two away, and now you got one 90 feet away, which would be the leading run. Nine-hole hitter Jackson Lofton stepping on in. From my angle, it just looked like James would have had quite the chance at it. Didn't make a diving attempt or anything. I mean, it was hard hit on the ground, but it got through. First pitch to Lofton. Check swing. Fastball's in there anyways, and it's 0-1. First and third, two down. Lofton did play yesterday. He was the nine-hole hitter. 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch as he waves and misses on this high fastball. 0-2. A little bit of high cheddar out of Rogers, looking for his fifth strikeout of the evening. Rogers from the belt. The 0-2 offering. High and away on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. Small crowd here at Salem, believe it or not. Here's the 1-2. Misses high and away. Runner goes from first. Rosario hangs onto the ball, and it's a stolen bag for Leostani Molina, and there's two runners in scoring position now with two outs. So you got to think a ball in play here for Lofton would probably be able to, if it gets through for a hit, score one, if not two. Definitely will score one. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul ball back to the netting on the fastball high. 2-2. Lofted yesterday. Struck out in the third. Grounded out to short in the fifth and was hit by that pitch in the seventh. 2-2. Breaking ball misses away. 3-2. The count worked full by Lofton. Rogers on the hill for the Sox attended three different colleges. Started at Southeast Louisiana. Then went to Division III Jones College before he ended up at Southern Miss. The 3-2. Inside, misses, bases loaded on a fastball called ball number four. Full count walk for Jackson Lofted, and all ducks are on the pond here as we are going to get a mound visit for the Salem Sox. This is not a situation where Liam Carroll is out to pull Dalton Rogers. Just a conversation between pitching coach Jason Blanton and the entire infield, everybody converging. Just coming up with a game plan here, trying to escape this jam with the bases juiced. Two quick strikeouts to begin the top of the second here. Both of them swinging. Encarnacion and Lorenzo sat down on strikes, but then Gaston ended up grabbing a double. Leostani Molina with a single. Stole a bag over to second. Now Lofton with the walk, and everybody aboard. Wind still gusting out into left. The American flag at dead center field is piped straight for the most part. Real small crowd here tonight. Believe it or not, last night tied. And excuse me, I correct myself, did not tie. It was the third smallest crowd ever at Salem Memorial Ballpark with 752 people in attendance a night ago. Smallest crowd ever here at Salem Memorial. Maybe for good reason, though. The Rail Yard Dogs were playing up in Roanoke, about 15 minutes away exactly from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Ended up winning the President's Cup, won the league in overtime. Game four of a best-of-five series. First President's Cup championship in team history. Really, really awesome stuff. The old barn was absolutely rocking up in Roanoke. Place was packed. It was crazy because they were playing against the Birmingham Bulls. And the Rail Yard Dogs led the entire way after scoring late in the second. Led 1-0. And then with 11 seconds left in regulation, the Birmingham Bulls scored a goal to make it even and force overtime. I mean, in hockey, that's the equivalent to being down four runs down to your final strike and coming back to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, that is the baseball comparison to not scoring the entire game and then scoring with 11 seconds left to force overtime in a hockey game. But just a few minutes into overtime after the 20-minute intermission, the Rail Yard Dogs came out, and the captain, was the hero. Matter of fact, he's going to come out and throw the first pitch tomorrow night right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Mac Jansen won it for the Rail Yard Dogs, President's Cup champs, in the 2-1 overtime victory, game four out of the best of five series. Back to baseball we go. Ryan Clifford, the leadoff batter, looks in, called ball number one, and the count now 1-0, 93 just outside of the zone. Bases loaded, two down, scoreless in the top of the second. The 1-0 pitch. Misses away again on the fastball. 2-0. Clifford walked at his first at-bat, the designated hitter leading things off tonight. We're to the top of the order for the first time tonight. 2-0. Swing and a fly ball out to left. Down for a base hit. This will score one. A throw cut off by James. It's going to score two. A two-out, two RBI single for Ryan Clifford, and it's 2-0 Fayetteville. The lefty pushed it the opposite way, ends up driving in two runs. Got to remember, two strikeouts, looked like the Woodpeckers were dead in the water, and now they go on a two-out rally. So runners on second and third for Narbe Cruz, who popped out in his first at-bat. First pitch, called strike one on a breaking ball that slips into the zone. It's 0-1 for Cruz. Standing on first is Clifford, lofted on second. 0-1, called strike two on a curveball that just whipped right back into the zone, looked outside and tailed in, 0-2. Really nice looking pitch there out of Dalton Rogers. The 0-2, runners go, misses outside, stolen bag for both Lofton and Clifford. Two runners in scoring position. Rosario intelligently hangs on to it. And now there's runners on second and third with a two-run lead, a 1-2 count, and two away. Here in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch. Swing, fly ball, high into the air, out into the power alley, a deep left. Underneath it is Seamus. He makes the catch right towards the warning track in left field for out number three. But the damage is done. Two runs. They do so on three hits, no errors. Two left on base. 2-0 the lead for Fayetteville as we head to the bottom of the second here in Salem. Bottom of two after this on MILB TV. Welcome back for the bottom of the second here in Salem. It's a 2-0 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Red Sox as Luis Ravello, he's been the hot stick for the Red Sox as of late, gets us going here in the bottom of the second. First First pitch, found the zone. Second one skips up in the dirt, and the count now even at a ball and a strike for Luis Ravello. Still Nick Swanson on the hill. Sat him down 1-2-3. Did so in just seven pitches in the first inning. Here's the 1-1. Fastball outside at 90 in the count now. Two balls and a strike for Luis Ravello. Ravello was fantastic yesterday. Won our Player of the Game award here, the 2-1. Misses high in the count now. Three balls and a strike on the off-speed. Missing high and away. Ravello had a 3-RBI double in the eighth and a 2-RBI double in the first. The 3-1. Check swing below the knees on the off-speed. Five-pitch walk will lead things off for Luis Ravello and the Red Sox. Another quality at-bat for Mr. Ravello playing over at short tonight. Here's the catcher, Ronald Rosario, stepping on in. You know, I got to say, I love when the Red Sox wear their red uniforms. They're just really sharp-looking jerseys. When you got the navy blue helmet and cap, the white pants, they really look like the team up in Boston. First pitch to Rosario. This is outside, 1-0. Rosario was in contention for our Player of the Game after he ended up with a 2-RBI triple in the seventh. Did strike out twice, walked once, and advanced on an error once as well. 1-0. Misses inside on a fastball. Count now 2-0. Luis Ravello walked to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. He's on first. Nobody out. 2-0 the lead for Fayetteville on top of Salem. 2-0 pitch. Just outside on a breaking ball slider. Three balls, no strikes. Rosario, you got to think, has the red light here. Gaston holding on Ravello at first. 3-0 pitch. Right over the heart of the plate. 88 on the gun. Three balls at a strike now for Rosario after the get-me-over strike from Nick Swanson. And Swanson led this thing off with a looking strikeout on Juan Chacon. Here's the 3-1. Misses outside. Runner goes from first. Throw down to second. Gets away from the glove of Lorenzo. And it is a stolen bag on a pitch that missed outside as well. So it's a walk for Rosario. A situation where Ravello was safe anyways after the walk. So no stolen base. Here's Lionel James. First, though, a mound visit. Well, the coach out there has a coat on, so we can't see the number, but it looks like it is just a conversation. So I do not think this is the head manager of the Woodpeckers coming out. No, there's no point to the bullpen here. This is just a conversation. So instead of Ricky Rivera, we see Zach Wilkins as the entire infield comes in for a moment. Now most of them step away, and the conversation continues between Coach Wilkins, catcher Encarnacion. Dylan Halsey breaks up the party. Here we go with Lionel James. Runners aboard. First and second. Still nobody out. 2-0 your score. Fayetteville on top of the Red Sox. Remember, you can engage with us all season long on Twitter using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. First pitch to James. Finds the zone. Called strike one on a breaking ball tailing on in. 0-1. Talk to us about where you're watching from, who's impressed you, and just give us your thoughts. Hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 0-1, chopped on the ground, foul down the left field line. We'll go to 0-2 quickly for Lionel James. Runner on first, runner on second. Down 2-0 are the Sox here in the bottom of two. Salem was red hot yesterday, put up 12 runs. Five of them came in the eighth. Really impressive stuff offensively late in yesterday's ball game. After really good pitching early, Jose Fleury in particular had 8 strikeouts. 0-2 to James. Pokes this one foul. Stay at 0-2 after the fastball is deflected away. James, in his first trip to the dish so far today, did have an RBI single back in the first yesterday. Struck out twice and flew out after that, 1-for-4. Here's the 0-2. Skips up in the dirt, 1-2. 84 on the gun. Salem looking to win two consecutive ball games here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hasn't happened much this season. They're actually better on the road for the most part, all things considered. The 1-2. Swing, foul tip. Well, this one does get away, so staying alive is Lionel James. Encarnacion had a chance at it, definitely got his glove on it. Still a ball and a pair of strikes for James. Nobody out. Runners aboard first and second. 1-2 offering. Swing, this one right back up the middle. Gets past Swanson, coming on and making the throw to first in time for the out is the shortstop, Molina. It advances the runners, though, to second and third as Ravello makes the trot to third. Rosario was in there at second. There was no opportunity at a double play due to how soft the grounder was. Molina does end up making the 6-3 play, and there's one down. Brings up Albert Feliz, the first baseman. Did not see Feliz yesterday in the lineup. First pitch. Swing and a chopper trickles foul down the left field line, 0-1. Out in front of that cutter. Wind is absolutely howling right now at Salem Memorial, really picking up in the mountains. The 0-1. Swing and a fly ball into the seats in right. 0-2. A hole now for Feliz. That was a big gust, though, that really got a hold of that flag out in center. Made everyone hold their coat a little bit tighter. Really chilly here tonight. I got a winter coat on up here in the booth. And I wish that I brought some gloves and a hat, to be honest with you. Got the windows wide open. I mean, beautiful view, but it is chilly. 0-2 to Feliz. Check swing. He goes. It was a slider that was going to miss outside and below the knees, and Feliz just couldn't hold off. Two quick outs in a row as James was put away, and Feliz strikes out, second strikeout of the night for Nick Swanson. Here's Carson Seamus. Two runners in scoring position for the Sox. Seamus really going to try and put a ball in play here. 2-0 the lead for Fayetteville on top of the Red Sox. First pitch to Seamus. Skips way high, gets away from Encarnacion. It's going to bring in one run. And it's going to move Rosario over to third as well. So Ravello crosses home plate on the wild pitch and scores 2-1. Red Sox cut the lead in half. That's frustrating if you're the Woodpeckers to give up a run on a wild pitch, a situation where after giving up back-to-back walks, you are almost going to get out of a jam. Salem still hitless. Fayetteville with three knocks. 1-0. Swing and a miss for Seamus. Was out in front of that off speed, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Carson Seamus playing in left field tonight. He doesn't really stray. When he's in the lineup, he's usually out in left. Played yesterday. Here's the 1-1. Skied high into the air, out into shallow right field. Coming underneath it is Cole. Camps under it for out number three. Well, Salem handed a gift. They do end up scoring one run. They do so on no hits, no errors. They do leave one runner 90 feet away at third. 2-1 your score. We head to the top of the third from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back after this on MILB TV. Top of the third on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you all night long. It's a 2-1 lead for Fayetteville on top of the Red Sox as Dalton Rogers comes back on in for Salem, entering now his third inning of work. First pitch swinging, Zach Cole fouls one away on a line drive down the right field line, foul, and it's 0-1. Cole, 213 on the year, pair of home runs with 14 RBIs. The 0-1 skips up in the dirt way away. Rosario stays in front of it, and it's at a ball and a strike. 76 on the curveball that slipped off the cold hands of Rogers. We've seen a handful of those today. Salem ended up putting one run on in the second after a wild pitch scored a run. They have still not registered a hit. They walked twice, made it all the way to third base with two guys. Rosario stranded at third. Luis Ravello scored. The 2-1 pitch finds the zone on a fastball at 92, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3 hits, though, on the other side for Fayetteville. They've scored 2 runs on it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Mr. Rogers. 1 away. Got him with the fastball. Here's John Garcia. Struck out looking in his first at-bat. Ended up closing the first inning. Well, some really cool news out of Virginia Tech baseball locally here in Blacksburg. As the first pitch called strike, 85 on the gun. John Garcia looks it by, and the count now 0-1. Rogers kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch. This one just inside on the off-speed at 86, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Well, Virginia Tech, who fell in their series to North Carolina this past weekend, 1-1 fouled away. It's 1-2 on a fastball that Garcia was able to get a piece of. Again, fell to North Carolina at home most recently. Had a game rained out against Marshall yesterday. 1-2 misses high and away, and the count now 2-2 on the breaking ball. Ended up beating Marshall today 5-3 at English Field in Blacksburg. Close game against the Thundering Herd, the 2-2. Finds just inside, did not find the zone, and the count worked full 3-2 on the fastball off the plate. But here's the crazy part. 6'5" freshman catcher, true freshman catcher, to reiterate and really solidify that as the 3-2 is fouled away into the seats in right. Brody Donay. Garrick Ebel was the starting catcher for the majority of the beginning of the season. Garrick Ebel just had the hotter bat. The freshman was showing promise behind the plate. He kind of became the everyday starter most recently. 3-2, swung on, fouled back to the netting. Will stay at 3-2 for Garcia. Ended up taking Ebel's spot. The freshman starting catcher blasted the first run of the game. A solo shot, dead center field. Get this, folks. 520 feet. 116-mile-per-hour exit velocity off the bat. 3-2, waved on and miss on the breaking ball. Strikeout number 6 for Rogers. 2 down. Luis Encarnacion now stepping in for the Woodpeckers. And again, Virginia Tech got the 5-3 win over the Thundering Herd in Blacksburg. And it's relevant because just 40 minutes down the road, most of our listeners here in Salem, first pitch, misses, skips in the dirt over the left shoulder of Rosario, and it's 1-0. Most of our listeners, big Virginia Tech fans. 520 feet for the true freshman, Brody Donay. Went over the center field batter's eye. I've never seen it before. The 1-0. Misses high and away on a fastball at 93. It's 2-0. I mean, Twitter going crazy. Virginia Tech baseball fans. 116 on the exit velocity. 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch. Misses high and away at 92. And now very much so a batter's count here for Encarnacion. It's 3-0. He struck out swinging back in the second in his first at-bat. Here's the 3-0. Upstairs that away in a 2-out, 4-pitch walk worked by Luis Encarnacion. Runner on first. Boy, last time this ended up happening, Two strikeouts to start the second, and then boom, just like that, back-to-back hits. A stolen base, a walk, and then a two RBI single from Ryan Clifford made this a 2-0 ball game. Since then, Salem has put one on the board. But you're never safe with a runner on and two outs. Swinging a foul ball here for Dari Lorenzo in the six hole. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Oh, one pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with that off-speed. Looked right down the middle and just snapped inside. Really nice pitch from Dalton Rogers. It's 0-2. Rogers, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him. Strikeout number 7 for Dalton Rogers. 2-1 your score. Fayetteville remains on top. Bottom of the third coming up after this from Salem. Bottom of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 2-1 ball game. Fayetteville on top of the Red Sox as we go to the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo, for the first time tonight. Nick Swanson entering his third inning of work. And the first pitch misses inside. The count now at a ball. No strike. 74 on the curveball. Swanson nods his head from the belt. The 1-0. Below the knees, went with the off-speed again, 2-0 for Abram Liendo, nine-hole hitter. Was the nine-hole yesterday as well. Ended up going 1-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. Did have a single and ended up scoring back in the second. 2-0 misses on a fastball, and the count now 3-0. Adding just 179 on the year is Liendo. Below the Mendoza line, here's the 3-0. Get me over strike is there at 89 on the fastball. It's 3-1. And if you're looking on MILB TV, you can see that center field camera absolutely shaking in the wind. The 3-1 fouled away, and the count worked full. The wind could play a serious factor in this ballgame. It is blasting out to left field. That's making it cold and chilly out there, too. Payoff pitch to Liendo. Misses inside, gets away from Encarnacion. And it's a full count walk worked by Abram Liendo to lead things off here in the bottom of the third, trailing 2-1 for the Red Sox. This will go back to the top of the order with the right fielder Juan Chacon struck out looking to lead off the ball game tonight. Gets a second chance. He's been dynamite for the Red Sox all season long. Kind of caught people by surprise a little bit. I don't think a lot of the main prospect journalists out there had them quite on their radar as big as this one is chopped on the ground, coming on his cruise from third in the middle of the infield, throws it across the diamond in time for out number one. It does advance Liendo over to second. No chance at a double play for the Woodpeckers. And now a runner in scoring position as Chacon grounds out to third base. Miguel Blase, the designated hitter. And again, back to Chacon. I just don't think he was first on everyone's list or on everyone's list towards the top half at all. And he's been really impressive both offensively and defensively this year. First pitch to Blase. Swing, high pop, shallow infield, now back behind home plate. Going back, and Encarnacion, after flipping his mask off, makes the catch out number two. And Miguel Blase usually swings at the first pitch. We see him make contact a lot on those first pitches, and he fouls out on that one. Now Alan Castro with a runner on second. Two quick outs. Situation here, maybe you just want to stall some time, give Dalton Rogers a little bit of rest. Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch is a breaking ball missing high and in at 77, and the count now 1-0 for Castro. Castro grounded out to first in his first at bat today. 1-0 on the way. Check swing, finds the zone, called strike number one. At an 81-mile-an-hour slider, it's 1-1. The throw back to the pitcher, Swanson, got away momentarily. He scoops it up. Making a threat was Liendo, but did not end up going for third. Just playing mind games out there on the base paths is Abram Liendo. Two down, runner on second. 1-1 pitch to Castro. Fastball misses high. Two balls and a strike now for Alan Castro. Wind coming in gusts up here in the Roanoke Valley Mountains. Sun beginning to set back behind right field. Check over to first. This throw goes way over the head of Molina, the shortstop who was holding on Liendo, who makes the easy walk over to second on the error. Wow, I mean, that thing just flew out of the hands of Swanson. I kid you not, probably 10 feet over the head of, again, Molina, the shortstop, who was holding on over at second base. Just a head-scratching error. Two balls and a strike for Castro. The pitch, check swing, skips up in the dirt. It's 3-1. And look at Liendo if you're watching, and if you're listening, he is dancing past a third of the way down the base path between third base and home. I mean, he is literally dancing, jolting back and forth like a water bug halfway down the darn base path. Nobody there to hold him on. Three balls and a strike. Misses outside. It's a walk. Worked by Alan Castro on the off speed off the plate. Runners on the corners now for the Sox with two away. No hits still for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. Despite that, they've scored a run. It's a 2-1 Fayetteville lead. They got a chance to score some here if they can get a ball through one of the gaps. Luis Ravello, a guy that can certainly do it, was our player of the game yesterday with five RBIs on the day. One of them came on a 3-RBI double in the eighth and a 2-RBI double in the first. First pitch called strike one. 88 on the gun. 0-1 now the count for Luis Ravello. Also had two home runs in the series at Delmarva. Ended up going 6 for 12. 0-1. Runner goes from first. No throw from Encarnacion. Smart to hang on to it. Two runners in scoring position here on the stolen bag by Alan Castro. The pitch did miss outside as well, and the count now 1-1. And again, if he would have thrown down a second, it would have been an easy, I shouldn't say easy. It likely would have scored Liendo, though. Now Swanson stops, steps off the rubber to tie his shoe. Uses a disengagement. Now back on the rubber. Righty on lefty matchup. 1-1 the count. Two down, two runners in scoring position. The pitch. Breaking ball snaps in there. Ravello went down to his knees thinking, man, I should have swung at that. That was a curveball at 76 that fell off the table but was just left right in the middle of the zone. That was a pitch you swing at and put over the left field fence. Instead, it's a ball and a pair of strikes. One-two pitch. Below the knees. 2-2. 91 on the fastball. Ravello batting 303, 14 RBIs. Out of those 14, though, 5 came yesterday, like we mentioned. Been really hot lately. 2-2. Upstairs, the count worked full on an off-speed, missing the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 runners in scoring position with 2 outs, trailing by 1. This is the definition, folks, of a payoff pitch. No doubt about it. Swanson. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball past Luis Ravello. And the Sox, still hitless, end up stranding runners at second and third. 2-1. Woodpeckers on top. Top of the fourth after this from Salem. New pitcher on the hill here for the Salem Red Sox to get us going in the top of the fourth, as the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses inside. Count now 1-0. Sandro Gastón to get us going here in the top of the fourth. Johnny Felix, first one out of the pen. Swing and a miss. Count now 0-2 on the 77-mile-an-hour off-speed. Umpire coming out, making a call here on Gastón. Pumps his fist together. 0-2 here for Sandro Gastón. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. It's dropped by Rosario. He scoops it up, throws over to first, and it's there about 2 steps ahead of Gastón as that one was trickling down the left field line, and it goes in the book as a strikeout to begin things for Johnny Felix. Here's Leostadi Molina, the shortstop. Let's tell you all about Johnny Felix, but first, let's take a look at what Dalton Rogers did in his start. Went 3 full innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned. 3 walks. But how about this? 7 strikeouts was what was so impressive in just 3 innings pitched. 3.55 on the ERA. First pitch to Molina missed, and the count now 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball at 91, just high it away in the count now, 2-0. Johnny Felix, righty, 24-year-old, out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-0. Paints the inside corner at 79 in the count now, 2-1. Drafted in 2019 by the Miami Marlins in the 21st round, 621st overall pick. Played at Western Oklahoma State Junior College. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Molina to wave at that one on the off speed, and the count now even at 2-2. One down, nobody on. It's a 2-1 Woodpecker lead over the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing, poked out, foul down the right field line. Try to just poke that one oppo. Molina got a piece. He'll stay at 2-2. Well, last time it was the 27th when Felix came into a ball game, and the one time he appeared at Delmarva. 2-2 fouled back to the netting. We'll stay at 2-2. Gave it an inning in the third. Gave up three hits, three runs. One of them was earned. One of them was a home run, though. Two strikeouts. 8.71 on the ERA in that outing, though. Not his best work, as the 2-2 skips up in the dirt, and it'll go to 3-2 on a full count. Before that, he played against Lynchburg on the 22nd. Ended up with a 9 ERA and 1 2/3 inning pitched. Gave up 2 earned runs on 2 hits and a walk. No strikeouts. Here's the 3-2. Got him looking. 92 on the fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Johnny Felix. Just painting that upper outside corner. 2 away. Jackson Lofton, 9-hole hitter. At the bottom of the order for the Peckers. Now stepping in, the righty. Righty on righty matchup. Overall, all season, though, it's an 8.71 ERA and 10 and a third innings pitched. 11 hits, 13 runs, 10 of them earned. 2 home runs given up, 7 walks, and 10 strikeouts for Felix in total. One pitch misses, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Missing down low below the knees. Infield playing out on the left side and in the middle, but slightly in with Felice on the right side. Here's the 1-1. Low and away, skipping in the dirt again. It's 2-1. Wind still howling out into left as we get a purple and orange sky behind the mountains here in Salem. Lights are on at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A chilly but beautiful evening for baseball, nevertheless. Here's the 2-1. Fastball upstairs at 91, missing, and it's 3-1. Lofted today, walked back in the second in his first at-bat. Ended up stealing a bag, was stranded at third. The 3-1. Swing, broken bat, gloved by James as he surveyed back. Throw to first is a step ahead of Lofton on a beautiful pick from Albert Felice. And that is out number 3. A gorgeous 5-3 put out for the Sox. Sit him down. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the fourth after this, it's 2-1. Woodpeckers on top here in Salem. Bottom of the fourth here for you from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 2-1 lead. Fayetteville on top of Salem. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all evening long. It's Ronald Rosario gets us going. Here in the bottom, home half of the fourth. First pitch skips up in the dirt, and the count now 1-0 for Rosario. Nick Swanson, entering now his fourth inning of work, has not given up a hit. 1-0 pitch. This one skips away off the glove of Encarnacion. It's 2-0 on the off-speed down low below the knees. So far today, Swanson, the only pitcher that's seen the hill for the Woodpeckers. Three innings of work, no hits, one run. It was earned. Three walks, three strikeouts with a 3.63 ERA. 2-0 misses away on the off-speed again, and now it's 3-0. Good spot to be in here if you're Ronald Rosario. Swanson kicks and deals the 3-0. And the get-me-over strike is there at 89, right over the heart of the plate. Three balls and a strike for Rosario, batting 222. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Was out in front of that changeup, and it's 3-2 on a full count. Rosario walked at his first at-bat. A wild pitch allowed him to get to third, did not end up scoring, was stranded there back in the second, represented what would have been the tying run. 3-2, misses away. Full count walk to lead it off for Rosario here in the bottom of four. A runner aboard. Nobody out. Lionel James now to the dish. James made a real sharp play to end the last inning over at third base. A really hard hit ground ball that skipped up, kind of went down to his knees, made a sharp grab with his left mitt, and made a nice throw to Felice all the way across the diamond for out number three. First pitch. This is low. 81 on the gun, 1-0. Lionel James grounded out to short in his first at-bat. Quiet crowd here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A nod of the head from Swanson, the 1-0. Fastball finds the zone at 88. Called strike one, and it's 1-1. Well, it's a good time to bring up our trivia here. You can tweet your answer at us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 1-1 misses high and in at 81. And the count now, two balls and a strike, with a runner on first after the walk to lead it off from Rosario and nobody out. Again, the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Tweeted us your answer and anything else all season long. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. 89 blew the fastball past Lionel James, and we're even at 2-2. Let us know where you're listening from, who's been impressing you, and anything else Red Sox related. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on. This one poked into the gap out and right. This is going to get down between Cole and Lorenzo between second and right for a base knock. Just a bloop single poked the other way by Lionel James. And there's runners aboard first and second with nobody out. What a nice play by James just to stick the bat out there and poke it out into right field. Coming in was Cole, wasn't enough. Tracking back was Lorenzo, couldn't get there. Albert Felice now the first baseman who made a gorgeous pick to end the top of this inning. First pitch, big swing and a miss. Blew the 90-mile-an-hour fastball past him. The throw back to the mound skips away as Encarnacion got it away from Swanson. It was recovered upon, though, by Lorenzo. And here we go with an 0-1 count. Runners aboard first and second. Nobody out. 2-1, Woodpeckers on top. Felice uses his first disengagement, now steps back on. The 0-1. Just outside. Count now 1-1 on the off speed that misses. Well, let's bring you that trivia question. What does the single red seat in right field commemorate at Fenway Park? There's a red bleacher out in right field at Fenway Park. What does that commemorate? Tweet your answer using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. The 1-1 sliced on the ground. Lorenzo surveys over, throws over to second, but the throw to first slips right out of the hands of Molina. This is going to bring in the tying run for the Sox. It's also going to put runners on the corners. No, this is going to put a runner on first as the trot back to the dugout. For Lionel James, So the force is there over at second, but the throwback to first literally flew out of the hands of Molina. It wasn't even close. You could see it awkwardly fall, and that's what happens when it's cold and we're tied at 2-2. 2 errors now for the Woodpeckers. Seamoss skies the first pitch way into the air. Trickles down to the infield. This is going to be down. Hits off the mitt of Encarnacion. What in the world? Are they going to call this a foul ball? They are. So the first pitch, he popped it up. Coming underneath it was Encarnacion. It hit off his mitt, hit in fair territory, and then ended up drubbing just foul after it was picked up. Regardless, runner on first, one down. Here's Seamus. The 0-1. Skips in the dirt, gloved by Encarnacion, and now the count 1-1. Through all the chaos and the howling wind, we have a tied ball game at 2-2. And it happened on an error, the second one of the night by the Woodpeckers. Coming across to score was Ronald Rosario, who led this thing off with a walk. Still, Nick Swanson remains in the game, the 1-1. Seamus looks in, called strike number two, and it's 1-2 on a breaking ball that snaps on in. One, two. Misses high. So a fielder's choice is how Feliz is at first. After they grab the force. 2-2 to Seamus. Check swing. Below the knees, count worked full 3-2 on the off-speed that misses. Again, our trivia question, tweet at us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. What does the single red seat in right field commemorate at Fenway Park? 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down, runner on first in a tie ball game, the pitch. Swung on, chopped on the ground, Molina coming on for the glove from short. Throws to first in time for out. Number two did not relay it over to second. So Feliz makes it over to second. They get Seamus over at first on the 6-3 ground out, and there's two away for the 9-hole hitter, Abram Liendo. The table is set, though, with one runner in scoring position. Leading run on second for the Sox here in the bottom of the first. Salem has recorded one hit compared to three for the Woodpeckers. First pitch, breaking ball, tails in. It's 0-1. Called strike number one by home plate umpire Dylan Holsey. Swanson now has gone 3 1/3 with a hit, 2 runs, 2 errors, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Pitching a 4.08 ERA. 0-1 missed. Count now at a ball and a strike. 76 out of the zone. Large lead over there at second for Albert Feliz. 1-1. Catches the outside corner on the fastball. It's 1-2. Man, I can't get over that wind right now. It is just piping that flag out in center field straight as an arrow. I mean, it is a howling wind. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. That'll sit down Abram Liendo, and that's going to end the inning. Not before the Sox tie it up, though. Knotted up at 2, heading to the top of the 5th. Back after this from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth here in Salem. 2-2. We got a tied ball game heading to the top of the fifth from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in town. They open this up with a 2-0 lead. Salem, on just one hit, has scored two runs of their own. One in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the fourth. And that is how we find ourselves tied. Johnny Felix manning the hill for his second inning of work, as the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses outside, and the count now 1-0 for Ryan Clifford, leadoff batter at the top of the order, leading off in the fifth. The 1-0 finds the zone at 91 on the gun, painting the outside corner, and the count now moves to a ball and a strike. Johnny Felix sat him down 1-2-3 back in the fourth, two strikeouts and a ground out. Called strike two on the 79-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. It's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. 76 on the breaking ball that paints the outside corner. Third strikeout of the day for Mr. Felix. And it sits down the leadoff batter looking in Clifford. Well, with that first out, it's time to tell you the answer to tonight's trivia question. You can tweet at us all season long your answers using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. First pitch to Narbe Cruz finds the zone on called strike one, 92 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. The question was, what does the single red C out in right field commemorate at Fenway Park? 0-1, skied out, deep at a left. This ball is gone. A lead-taking solo shot for Narbe Cruz over the left field fence. Second home run of the series for the Woodpeckers here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and it's a 3-2 lead. Looked good off the bat. You know it's a no-doubter when Seamus stops in his tracks before he even gets to the warning track. Cruz homers for the second time in this series. He had the two-run shot back in the first yesterday. Now does it again here. Jack Cole swings and misses at the first pitch in the count now 0-1. Guess the good thing for Salem, it was only a solo shot. Two strikeouts today for Zach Cole. The 0-1 misses in the count now 1-1 on the off-speed outside. Felix kicks and deals the 1-1. This fastball is in there, and the count now 1-2. The answer to our trivia question, that red seat out in right field at Fenway Park, the 1-2. Check swing. He went. That's a strikeout. Fourth of the night for Johnny Felix. Two away. Sets up John Garcia. So that red seat out in right field of Fenway Park, it commemorates the longest Red Sox home run ever hit at Fenway Park. First pitch misses in the count now 1-0 on the fastball to John Garcia. Yep, it was 1946, section 42, row 37, seat number 21. A home run hit by Ted Williams on June 9th, 1946. He connected on a pitch from Fred Hutchinson of Detroit that sent a mammoth blast into the afternoon sky. Didn't come down till it found the straw hat of an individual named Joe Boucher from Albany, New York. He was sitting 502 feet away from home plate in row 37, seat number 21. Boucher was later quoted as saying that, as this one is flown out into left towards the track, going back is Seamus. It caught the jet stream and it ends up going off the wall. That howling wind in left as the brakes are pumped over there at second by Garcia. He ends up with a two-out double. And that is a routine flyout nine times out of ten, but that wind just blasted that ball and took it all the way to the wall. Runner aboard second with two away. Sets the table for Luis Encarnacion. Again, Mr. Boucher was quoted saying that after the ball struck him, he lost all interest in retrieving the souvenir. And in 2002, after Williams passed away in early July at the age of 83, the Red Sox, amongst many others, to the former great, kept that seat empty for all remaining home games. 0-1, flown out, sliding catch not made by Liendo. This is going to score a run. 4-2, the lead on, I'm curious if they will call this an error or a base hit for Luis Encarnacion down the right field line. Liendo was sliding, tried to make it an incredible catch, and it literally hit him in the palm and fell out of his glove. Regardless, it scores Garcia. Let's see how they officially score this. Yep, they end up giving it a hit. Nope, let's actually see here. Still not up. They haven't scored it quite yet. We'll see what they give Encarnacion. Lorenzo gets a hold of the 1-0. This one is flown out to center, and Castro gets underneath it for out number three. Well, two runs here in the top of the fifth. They double up on the Sox to the Woodpeckers. It's a 4-2 lead headed to the bottom of the fifth after this from Salem. Bottom of the fifth here in Salem. After two runs in the top of the inning, it's a 4-2 lead for the Woodpeckers over the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to Juan Chacon to lead us off. Misses inside. 1-0. Leading us off here in the fifth, also the leadoff batter in the one hole at the top of the order for the Sox. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul ball into the seats in right. It's 1-1. New pitcher on the hill, Zach Matthews. First one out of the pen for the Woodpeckers. Former Oklahoma Sooner. 1-1 waved on and miss. 80 miles an hour on the off speed. It's 1-2 as Chacon calls time, shaking off his hand. Man, it's cold out there. He's going with the ski mask too. It is chilly. Temperatures down to about 38 right now here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is cold up in the mountains here in Southwest Virginia. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a dribbler back behind home plate. We'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Zach Matthews, Edmond, Oklahoma native, 24-year-old righty. One, two on the way. Swing and a ground ball hit to Molina at short. He scoops it up, throws to first in time for out number one. 6-3 put out, sits down the leadoff hitter in Juan Chacon, and there's one away. Two runs, the lead for the Woodpeckers. It's 4-2. I'll tell you more about Zach Matthews. His last appearance was on the 26th. Didn't have his best stuff. Pitched an inning and two-thirds, gave up three hits, three runs, all three of them earned with two walks. Did have two strikeouts, but a 16.2 ERA. As Miguel Blase looks in ball number one, and the count now 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in there. Count now even at a ball and a strike. Well, he played from 2018 to 2020. Played 3 years for the Oklahoma Sooners, did Zach Matthews. He kicks and deals the 1-1. Check swing below the knees. It's 2-1 on the breaking ball. As a junior, he appeared in four games in relief. Went 1-0 with a 4.5 ERA. Pitched in four innings. Seven strikeouts and three walks. Again, that was when COVID hit. Just into the season. 2-1, ripped out into left field. This one down, trickling all the way to the wall. What a ripper by Miguel Blase. He pumps the brakes at second. A one-out double for Miguel Blase here in the bottom of the fifth. That's why he's one of the top prospects in the organization, folks. He can hit with the best of them. Here's Alan Castro. 0-for-1 with a walk today and a stolen base is Castro. Zach Matthews in his sophomore year at Oklahoma appeared in 24 games in relief. Pitched 24 and a third inning. 28 strikeouts and just six walks. Earned a save. 5.18 on his ERA. Did toss in 15 scoreless outings. First pitch. Runner goes. Blase, stolen bag as he grabs third base easily. No throw. Miguel Blase, 90 feet away from cutting the lead in half. No Salem Red Sox has hit a home run here at Salem Memorial Ballpark yet this season. 1-0. Fastball finds the zone at 91 on the outer corner. It's even at a ball and a strike. How about the top of the league right now? Top of the organization, I should say. The Boston Red Sox have been pretty darn good as of late. 1-1 pitch to Castro. Below the knees, breaking ball misses. 2-1. Red Sox in a series right now with the Toronto Blue Jays. One to Castro. Misses inside. 3-1 on the breaking ball. Tied at 2 in the top of the fifth with the Blue Jays are the Boston Red Sox right now. They won on Tuesday, 7-6. They won in walk-off fashion, 6-5 on Monday. Been a real, real good stretch. Won a series against the Guardians. This one sliced on the ground to Molina. Throw to first. Is there. It does score Miguel Blase. 4-3 now the lead. Cut in half for the Woodpeckers. Two away. 6-3 put out. Sits down Alan Castro. Here's Luis Ravello. Ravello in his one at bat ended up walking and was brought home on a wild pitch. Speaking of wild pitches, this one gets away from Encarnacion. Misses in the count now 1-0 on the fastball in the dirt. On deck is Rosario and James. They won the series against the Guardians, did the Boston Red Sox. 2 out of 3 games. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. For that, held their own against the Orioles, grabbing a game. Won the series against the Brewers, grabbed 2 out of 3. And the poor Red Sox, man, because they play in the best division in baseball right now. as we get a pitch clock violation against Zach Matthews. It's a free ball. Three balls, no strikes now. With two outs for Ravello, the 3-0. Over the heart of the plate on the get me over strike at 81, it's 3-1. Well, the AL East is absolutely loaded right now. The best conference in baseball statistically. It's a huge gust of wind again. The 3-1 finds the zone, and the count now 3-2 on the off-speed pitch. You look at the AL East. At the top are the Rays, 24-6. The Orioles, 20-9. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a chopper trickles foul down the right field line. We'll stay with the full count. In third are the Blue Jays, who the Red Sox currently have a lead over. In the series, that is. Looking for the sweep tonight. 18-12 on the year of the Blue Jays. 17-14 are the Red Sox. 16-15 at the bottom are the Yankees. Swing and a miss by Luis Ravello. He strikes out. That will end the inning. Miguel Blase does end up scoring, though. 4-3, Woodpeckers on top. Top of the sixth after this from Salem. Top of the sixth here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, Sandro Gaston ready to get us going here. Top of the sixth, it's a 4-3 lead. Still no RBIs, though, for the Red Sox as the second pitch is ripped out into right field for a leadoff base hit for Sandro Gaston. Now a runner on first with nobody out. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox this inning as well. Here's Leosdani Molina stepping on in. First pitch misses inside. The count now 1-0. Broken bat, hit on the ground over to Ravello. The throw to second there. Throw to first is not in time. So they do get the force over at second. It sits down Gaston. Leosdani Molina is safe on the fielder's choice, and there is one away. There's Jackson Lofton, the nine-hole center fielder, as the broken bat is sent back to the visiting dugout. New pitcher on the hill for the Salem Red Sox. Not listed on this current roster I have right here, so I'm going to have to do some digging. I apologize, folks. Lofton looks in ball number one on the inside. The count now 1-0. Not sure why it is not listed on my roster. Again, I'm going to continue to dig here. Runner on first, one down. 1-0 pitch on the way to Lofton. Just outside, the count now 2-0, 96 on the fastball. And it's Ryan Zephyrjohn out of Topeka, Kansas, 6'5", 209. That's why he can throw 96. Acquired in the third round back in 2019. Misses, count now. Check back to first, excuse me. So Zephyrjohn down now on rehab assignment. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, lifted high into the air, out into center. Coming underneath it is Castro, makes the grab for out number two. Back to the top of the order we go for the Woodpeckers. They have a one-run lead. It's Ryan Clifford. Ryan Zephyrjohn on the injured 7-day, again on a rehab assignment here. Drafted in the third round, pick 107, played at Kansas. First pitch, ripped out into right, a one-hopper to Chacon, he drops it. There's going to be runners on the corners here with two away. Base hit for Ryan Clifford, his second of the day. Here's Narbe Cruz now stepping up. So typically with the Portland Sea Dogs is Ryan Zephyrjohn, now down on rehab here with the Salem Red Sox at single A. Runners on the corners, two down, a 4-3 lead for the Woodpeckers. Here's up Narbe Cruz. He's dangerous, has a home run today. First pitch, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, stings the inside corner. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Finds the zone again, 97. The count now 0-2. This is the first time Ryan Zephyrjohn has played this season. 25-year-old righty. Cruz flew out in the first and second, homered in the fifth. Runner goes from first. This is a swing. Fly ball at a center field. Alan Castro surveying to his left, makes the grab for out number three, and it gets the Red Sox out of a little bit of a jam, stranding runners at first and second. No runs scored. It's still a 4-3 lead for the Woodpeckers. Bottom of the sixth after this from Salem. Bottom of the sixth in Salem. It's a 4-3 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on top of the Salem Red Sox here. Ronald Rosario looks in, called strike one on the outer corner on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count now 0-1. Jose Nodal, the new arm on the bump. This one gets away behind Rosario on the 78-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. And the count now 1-1. Jose Nodal entering now what is his fifth appearance so far this season. Comes in relief for Zach Matthews and Nick Swanson for the Woodpeckers. 3.52 ERA on the year. Played in four games. Two of them were actually started. Pitch clock violation. I believe it goes against Ronald Rosario. It does. No, that goes against Nadal, excuse me. And the count now 2-1. So two balls and a strike after the pitch clock violation. The pitch inside, 3-1. 3.52 on the ERA. Started two games, 15 and a third innings pitch. He's given up, though, 14 hits, 9 runs, only 6 of them earned, 10 walks. Does have 10 strikeouts. 3-1 inside, and it's a walk worked by Rosario. He didn't even know it at first because he forgot about the pitch clock violation. Home plate umpire Dylan Holsey had to tell him, hey, you just worked a walk, my friend. Brings up Lionel James, singled in his last at-bat before being thrown out at second on a fielder's choice. That was back in the fourth where Salem scored what was their third run. Conversation taking place now between home plate umpire Dylan Holsey and the visiting Woodpecker dugout. Jose Nodal out of Cienfuegos, Cuba. First Cuban we've seen pitch so far this season here in Salem. Red Sox with one aboard. Still nobody out. Just getting going here in the bottom of the sixth on a chilly, chilly night. First pitch misses inside below the knees, and the count now 1-0, 88 on the fastball. Good time to take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. 1-0 to James. Fastball paints the inside corner, and the count now 1-1. Obviously, Fayetteville and Salem doing work right now. It's a 4-3 lead for the Woodpeckers. Red Sox, 2.5 games back in the north. 4.5 games back are the Woodpeckers in the south. 1-1 paints the inside corner again. The count now 1-2. Lynchburg and Charleston going to battle right now. It's a 10-4 lead for the Hillcats, bottom of the fifth. 1-2. Skied foul into the seats. We'll stay at 1-2. Down East in Fredericksburg in the bottom of the fourth. It's an 11-6 lead for Down East. Bottom of the sixth between the Carolina Mudcats and Delmarva. 5-2, Shorebirds leading in the bottom of the sixth. Myrtle Beach and Columbia just concluded the sixth. 8-3, the Pelicans lead over Columbia. Foul tip. On the 1-2, we'll stay at 1-2 for Lionel James. Rosario at first, 4-3 lead for the Woodpeckers. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Augusta and Kannapolis wrapped up earlier today. It was a 4-1 lead. And a win for Augusta over Kannapolis. One of those day games, the 1-2. Swing and a ripper on the ground. It tips off the glove of Cruz. He ends up underhanding it to second base, and he ends up getting the force at second for the first out. Rosario will have to take a seat, a fielder's choice for Lionel James. Nice bare hand there by Cruz after it hit off of his palm, fell out of his mitt, and just able to grab it with his right hand and toss it underhand to second base and make the play. Here's Albert Feliz. Well, back where we started, instead there's just one more out. Runner aboard first. Leading run at the dish. First pitch. And a balk. A balk. Gives a free base to Lionel James. So the pitch didn't count. One down, now a runner in scoring position. The tying run on second for the Sox. Well, we looked around the Carolina League. Why not look at the Boston Red Sox affiliation? Foul away here on first pitch, and it's 0-1. 87 on the off speed. So across the organization, obviously 4-3 here. Portland and Akron doing battle. 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Akron on top of Portland. Here's the 0-1. Misses inside at 86 in the count now at a ball and a strike. Greenville and Asheville up in high A. Bottom of the eighth. The Greenville drive on top, 10-6. They have 13 hits. How about that? That's impressive right there. 10 runs, 13 hits. Can't ask for a better outing. 1-1. Tips off the glove of Encarnacion. Free bag now for Lionel James on a drop ball. Tying run 90 feet away. One down. Albert Feliz with a 2-1 count. And then up in AAA, Worcester and Buffalo. Rain postponed that game. It's going to be made up on May 6th between Buffalo and Worcester. 2-1. Misses high and away on a fastball. It's 3-1 now for Albert Feliz. And, of course, at the top of the organization, the Boston Red Sox and the Blue Jays doing work. 3-2, Blue Jays on top, bottom of the fifth in Boston. A hook and curveball falls in there at 77, and the count now worked full at 3-2. Jose Nodal, the third arm, out onto the field tonight for the visiting Woodpeckers. Here's the 3-2. Hook and curveball, misses outside, went with that same pitch, and it just missed. Full count walk worked by Albert Feliz. Runners on the corners here with one away. Carson Semus comes to the dish with the table set. He's got the tying run at third, the leading run at first. Semus with a fly out and a ground out so far today. He's 0-2. Batting just above 200 at 233 on the year. First pitch. Finds the zone. High fastball at 90. It's 0-1. In the stretch is Nodal. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Swing and a ripper. This one's through up the middle for a base hit. And the game is tied as everyone pumps the brakes. Semus at first. Lionel James ends up scoring. Feliz pumps the brakes at second. Carson Semus with an RBI single with one out to tie this ball game at 4. Nice piece of hitting there just to rip one up the middle. Semus felt like he was due. Still only one out. Runners on first and second. Liendo, first pitch, high and away on a fastball. It's 1-0. Abram Liendo walked in his first at-bat. That ended the inning back in the fourth. 8 hits for Fayetteville. 3 for Salem. 1-0 misses high and away on a fastball. It's 2-0. Take a look at the box score going on right now between the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. 2-0 pitch. Misses inside, gets away from Encarnacion on a wild pitch. Runners on second and third now as both advance. 2 in scoring position for the Sox. Got ourselves a real good one. Boston has just tied it up in the bottom of the fifth, 3-3. Look at the box score. Alex Verdugo, 1-for-3. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Runners on second and third for Abram Liendo in the nine hole here in Salem. The 3-0 on the way. Finds the zone. Called strike one. 92 on the fastball. It's 3-1. Verdugo 1-for-3. Turner 1-for-3 with a hit. Devers 1-for-3. He scored a run. Duran is 1-for-1. Liendo got hit on the foot. He's going to get a bag, and just like this, the base is loaded with one out here for the Sox in the bottom of the sixth. Springs up Juan Chacon. What a big spot for Chacon. 0-for-3 on the night, but he's a triple and a double machine for the Sox so far early this season. Three triples on the year as he has some more in him. First pitch to Chacon. Misses inside, almost hit him. Low and in, 1-0. Also with a hit is Valdez up in Boston. Two hits for Casas. Sox take the lead 5-3 in the bottom of the fifth. They're raking. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball foul. Back into the seats and right. 1-1 for Juan Chacon. Batting .214 on the year. 8 RBIs. I mean, if he can clean up shop, he could have 3 or 4 more here, depending on the swing. The 1-1. This hit him on the foot, I think. No, it did get away, but it's past Encarnacion. It'll score a run. Red Sox take a 5-4 lead. Coming home to score was Feliz. Everyone else advances. Runners on second and third. Salem on top, 5-4. They have scored runs in unconventional ways today. Only 3 hits on their 5 runs. That's 2 runs scored on wild pitches. .21 to Chacon. Swing and a miss, low and in. Gets away from Encarnacion again. The throw to the plate. Gets away. Seamus slides in safely. Another run will score. Liendo scores. All of a sudden, off these errors and these wild pitches, the Red Sox have scored 3 runs here. 4 in total in the inning. They came in down 4-3, and now they lead it. 7-4, Red Sox on top. The base is cleared for Chacon, and he's dealing with a 2-2 count. Swing and a chopper. Coming on as Lorenzo gloves it. Throws to first. Beat it by about a half a step. Sits down Chacon and still only 2 away. Well, the designated hitter, Miguel Blaze. If anyone can start a rally, it's this guy. 7-4, Red Sox on top. They're putting up a 4-piece here in the sixth, but they've done so with just 1 hit. A single from Carson Seamus. Blaze the righty. Righty on lefty matchup. Lefty on righty, I should say. Here's the first pitch. Upstairs, misses on the fastball. It's 1-0. Blaze 1-for-3 today. And a double back in the fifth. Looking to add on to it here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1. This is inside. 2-0, excuse me. Scoreboard out on center gave it a strike. 2 balls, no strikes for Miguel Blaze. It says 2-1 now. Here's the 2-1. My apologies. Misses upstairs. Count now 3-1 for Blaze. Now we got a pitch clock violation. This one's against Miguel Blaze as he shakes his head. Doesn't agree with Dylan Halsey, the home plate umpire. And the count worked full at 3-2 for Miguel Blaze. 2 down, nobody on. The payoff pitch. Way outside, and it walks Miguel Blaze. That one just got away from Nodal. Brings up Alan Castro. 0-for-2 tonight with a walk is Castro, and first a mound visit. This might be it for Nodal. Yep, that's it. That's going to end the day for Nodal. Didn't have his best stuff this afternoon. Probably would like another chance at that one. in total. Third arm of the day for the Woodpeckers. He gave it two-thirds inning. Gave up a hit, four runs, all of them earned. Three walks as well. So we'll see who they bring out of the pen now. Let's check in on the Boston Red Sox, see what they continue to do. That's the end of the fifth. 5-3 the lead for the Sox. Let's see how they did it. A fielding error is how the game got going, believe it or not. It started. All right, so if we walk you through the bottom of the fifth, Verdugo popped out. Fielding error, Yoshida reached on that. Justin Turner doubled. Yoshida made it to third off that. Rafael Devers popped out, so there was two away. Jaron Duran was hit by a pitch. Then a single by Tristan Casas had Yoshida scoring, and Turner to third, Duran to second. Then a fielding error allowed Valdez to reach. Turner scored, Duran scored. And then Hernandez ended up grounding out to end it. So they went into it, the bottom of the fifth down 3-2, then took a 5-3 lead to the Boston Red Sox. New pitcher on the hill for the Woodpeckers. Now they go to their fourth pitcher overall, does Fayetteville. Ian Fago gets the nod. Miguel Blaze running to second. Throw down a second, not even close to in time. Stolen bag for Miguel Blaze. Boy, how often does he do that? He's got at least one a game. His first, though, tonight. Actually, his second. He stole third earlier today. First time stealing from first to second, though. Ian Fago, a righty, 6'1", age 24. Played at Lenoir Ryan in Lenoir Ryan, North Carolina. Swing and a miss here for Castro. Makes it 1-1. 95 on the fastball out of Fago. So far this season, 7.71 on the ERA. He's given it 4 2/3. Given up a total of 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them were earned. Does have 9 strikeouts with 2 walks. Given up 2 home runs. 1-1 misses, it's 2-1. 74 on the curveball. Blaze with a large lead at second. I guess you could say held down by Molina, but he's given him a lot of room. The 2-1. Check swing in there anyway. 92 on the fastball. 2-2. Salem has only thrown 3 arms to this point. This is now the fourth for the Woodpeckers. The 2-2. Below the knees. 3-2. Another full count here with 2 outs and a runner on second. A 7-4 lead for the Sox. Bottom of the sixth in Salem. This has been the longest inning of the game for sure. Payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper. This one hit on the ground to Cruz, the third baseman. Relays it to first. It gets away. Miguel Blaze comes home to score. 8-4 Red Sox on top. Alan Castro's aboard. I'm curious if they'll give it a hit. I don't know if the throw would have been in time, but the throw was poor and it got away anyway. Regardless, it brings in a run. And the inning continues for Luis Ravello. Ninth guy to bat for the Red Sox this inning. Castro made it to second. First pitch swinging. Count now 0-1 for Ravello. Fastball inside and tight. Ravello walked back in the second, ended up scoring, and struck out swinging in the fifth. 0-1. Swing, chopper down the right field line. Gloved by Gaston right on the line, and he steps on the first base bag to end the inning. Oh, they called this foul. Wow. I don't know about that. I thought it got right over the bag. I am very surprised they called that foul, matter of fact. Instead, we'll do it again. It's 0-2. Arvelo taking his time using his disengagement. Lead at second for Alan Castro. Here's Ravello. Right on lefty matchup. 0-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted foul. We'll stay at 0-2 for Luis Ravello. Two on the way. Swung on, ripped up the middle, but backing up to make the catch is Molina at short, and that will end the inning. Red Sox end up scoring a five-piece in the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 8-4, top of the seventh after this from Salem. Eight for the lead for the Red Sox as we bring you in for the top of the seventh. Raylan Perez, new arm on the hill for the Red Sox, coming in for Ryan Zephyrjohn, who came in on injury rehab for just an inning. Count quickly now to 0-2 on a waving strike here from Zach Cole to lead us off in the top of the seventh. Red Sox put up a five spot in the bottom of the sixth that made it a 8-4 ball game. They went into it down 4-3. Five runs were big. 0-2, just outside on a breaking ball at 84, and it's 1-2. Zach Cole, 0-3 on the day. He has struck out swinging all three times to the plate. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, dribbled foul down the right field line. Stay at a ball and a pair of strikes. Well, we talked about how tough the AL East is. The Yankees in last with 16 losses. Here's the 1-2. Misses high and away, and the count now at 2-2. And it's just plain and simple when you look at the standings. It is the best division in baseball. 2-2. Ripped in the gap up the middle for a base hit. A leadoff knock here in the top of the seventh for Zach Cole. On a 2-2 pitch, he smokes one up the middle past the mound. It's a good way to start if you're the Woodpeckers down four. Here's John Garcia, the left fielder. First pitch, Garcia. This hit him. Hit him on the left leg. Garcia is going to get the hit by a pitch. He's going to get first. Moves Cole over to second, and not the start you're looking for of your Raylan Perez. Fourth arm for the Red Sox tonight. Third out of the pen. Luis Encarnacion, the catcher, digs in. Coming off the heels of an RBI single back in the fifth. Walked in the third, struck out swinging in the second. Part of seven strikeouts in the start for Dalton Rogers in just three innings of work. Righty on righty matchup here. The first pitch. Fastball simmered in there, and it's 0-1. So we look at the standings again. I'm talking about how the AL East is the best division in baseball. You got the Yankees in last with 16 wins. Boston just ahead with 17. 0-1 flared up into the air. It's gloved by Liendo. He throws it back to second. And this is a double play worked by the Sox. Impressive. Grabbed it out of the air on a flare in the infield and then threw back to second for the force. So Cole is sat down. Goes in as a flyout to second for Encarnacion, and here's Dari Lorenzo with a runner still on first in John Garcia, who didn't move. First pitch, misses outside, gets away from Rosario, no opportunity to move for Garcia. Honestly, he probably would have made it, decided not to take off. It's 1-0. Dari Lorenzo 0-3 today, struck out twice and flew out. So you look at the AL Central, worst team, 7 wins. It's the Royals. You look at the AL West, worst team, the Athletics, they have 6 wins. You go over to the National League, worst team in the NL East, this one flared back to the mound. Underhand throw to first is there. That'll end the inning. Perez gets it over to Feliz. That'll do it. 4-8. We go to the bottom of the 7th after this. To finish off my point, though, Nationals in last place, 11 wins. 10 wins for the Cardinals, last place in the NL Central. 10 wins for the Rockies in last place in the NL West. The Yankees have 16 wins, and they're in last place of the AL East. By 6 games, it is the best division in baseball. 8-4, bottom of the 7th after this. Bottom of the 7th from Salem Memorial Ballpark on a chilly evening for baseball as the first pitch to Ronald Rosario skips in the dirt and the count now 1-0. Ian Fago remains on the bump for for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 8-4 the score. Sox on top. 1-0. Check swing. This is outside. Count 2-0 now for Ronald Rosario. Ronald walked every time he's been to the dish. The second, the fourth, and the sixth. He's been aboard every time with a walk. 2-0. Outside, 3-0 for Ronald Rosario. Hey, why not make it a fourth? 3-0 the count. You got to think red light here if you've had three walks all night. Infield playing out. 3-0. Gets away from Encarnacion, and it's a four-pitch walk to lead off the bottom of the seventh for the Sox. Ronald Rosario has worked four walks tonight, a walk in every at-bat. Brings up Lionel James playing at third tonight. He singled back in the fourth, was aboard with a fielder's choice in the sixth, and ended up scoring a part of five runs for the Sox. Grounded out back in the second in his first at-bat. First pitch to James. Fastball high and in. Does clip the zone. 0-1. 95 on the gun. Fago got some speed, just struggles to locate. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted, tailing foul into right. Gets up into the picnic area out in right field. Actually trickles back onto the field to play as they'll take care of this. Gaston got over there, threw it back into the visiting bullpen. 0-2 the count, the pitch. Swing, chopper, foul. We'll stay at 0-2, back behind home plate. Rosario on first, nobody out. 8-4, Red Sox on top. Well, baseball in full swing. How about the NBA and the NBA, or excuse me, the NBA and the NHL playoffs? The 0-2, swung on, lifted in the air, deep center, towards the track. There's Lofton underneath it for the catch. Rosario trots back to first. There's one away. Looked crispy off the bat, just not enough gas under it. That wind kind of killed it out there in center field. Here's Albert Feliz. Righty-on-righty matchup with a runner on first and one down. First pitch to Feliz. Fastball high and away at 94. It's 1-0. Let's take a look at some of the scores across the NBA playoffs. Why not? 1-0. Finds the zone at 84 on the off-speed. It's 1-1. Sixers and the Celtics right now, game two. The Eastern Conference semifinals. Philadelphia with a 1-0 series lead. 1-1. Finds the zone again, called strike two, 94 on the fastball right at the knees. It's 1-2. Celtics up 57-49 at halftime. Ball and a pair of strikes here for Feliz. The pitch skips between the legs of Encarnacion. He scoops it up, but it's a free bag for Ronald Rosario on the dropped ball. You know, Rosario, not the fastest guy, but if you do give him time like that, he's not really a threat to steal, but if you give him time like that on a drop ball, he's going to take advantage of it. That's the only NBA game going on tonight, but if you take a look last night, the Knicks beat the Heat 111-105. It's the 2-2 skied foul into the seats in right. We'll stay at 2-2. That was in the Eastern semifinals. Game two, series tied now at 1-1. Jimmy Butler did not play in game two. That one was in the Garden. Lakers beat the Warriors last night, 117-112. In the Western Conference semifinals, game one of that series, they take a 1-0 series lead. LeBron and the Lakers. 2-2 missed outside in the count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, runner on second, an 8-4 lead for the Sox, looking to add on some more. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses outside on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a full-count walk for for Albert Feliz to have runners on first and second with one away. That's the table for the eight-hole hitter, Carson Seamus, the left fielder, who's coming off the heels of an RBI single back in the sixth. Grounded out in the second and the fourth. Tomorrow, May 4th, Lakers and Warriors will do it again. 9 o'clock tip-off. That'll be game two of this series. That'll be out in San Francisco, the Bay. Pitch misses, count 1-0. Fago kicks and deals the 1-0. Swing and a foul ball back to the netting from Seamus. 1-1. That wind just blazing all night. Typically, once the sun goes down, the wind is gone. It doesn't stay this windy, but tonight it is persisting, and it is very, very windy this evening. 1-1. Misses outside, gets away, wild pitch, runners on second and third. How many times have we said that tonight? Now two in scoring position with a four-run lead and one out here for the Sox. They haven't scored in the bottom of the seventh, but they've done just about everything but. Actually, I take that back. They haven't gotten a hit. This is all on walks. Two, one on the way. Just outside, 3-1. Fastball misses. Good eye by Seamus. Looked like a good pitch to me. Three, one. Swing and a miss. Makes the count full. Got him to wave at the fastball. Put it low at the knees. Seamus couldn't quite golf at it. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3 hits for the Sox, and they have 8 runs. 9 hits for the Woodpeckers, and they have 4 runs. Does that make sense? Seamus strikes out, swinging and missing at the curveball. First strikeout for Fago. Second out now, Abram Liendo, the 9-hole hitter, steps on in. First, though, I think this is going to be it for Fago. See, yep, that's the call to the bullpen. That's going to be it for Ian Fago. Now a situation where the Woodpeckers are going to go to their fourth arm out of the pen, fifth overall. Swanson got the start. Then they went with Zach Matthews, Jose Nodal, Ian Fago, and now they will be to their fifth overall pitcher. That's the night for Ian Fago. Good time to step aside here on MILB TV. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, the new pitcher on the hill for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers go with Manuel Urias. 6'6" righty. First pitch below the knees to Abram Liendo on an 89-mile-an-hour pitch. Count now 1-0. Red Sox have a runner on second with two away and an 8-4 lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Urias out of Ahome, Sinaloa, Mexico, pitches the 1-0 in the zone, called strike one, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. He's pitched in two games so far, hasn't started, only went an inning and a third. No strikeouts so far. 1-1. Skips away from Encarnacion. This is going to bring in a run. Coming in to score, Ronald Rosario. 9-4 Red Sox on top. Feliz advances over to third. Now a runner on third with a 2-1 count and a 9-4 lead. Liendo walked and was hit by a pitch so far tonight. 2-1, misses inside, count now 3-1, 89 on the gun. Urias, 22 years old. The 3-1, misses inside, 5-pitch walk. Runners on the corners. Juan Chacon now stepping in back to the top of the order for the Sox in the bottom of the seventh. On the other side, Red Sox are going to be down to their final six outs. Five-run lead for the Sox. Looking to win two in a row. First pitch, Chacon, check swing, falls in the zone at 87, 0-1. No balls at a strike for Juan Chacon. Runners on first and third. Chacon so far tonight, 0-4. Struck out and then grounded out three times. 0-1. Finds the zone. Paints the outside corner on a fastball at 89. It's 0-2. Pitch. Breaking ball just outside at 78 on the curveball. It's 1-2. Juan Chacon has made the move from left field to right field the last couple of nights. Roman Anthony and Cutter Coffey absent from the lineup tonight. 1-2, poked on the ground. Coming on is Lorenzo. Throws to first. Not in time. Safe, running it out for a base hit is Juan Chacon. Brings in a run. 10-4, Sox on top. RBI single for Juan Chacon. He grabs his first hit of the evening. It'll bring up the designated hitter, Miguel Blaze. Liendo makes it all the way to third. Feliz scored. Here's Miguel Blaze, the righty. Corners occupied again for the Sox. First pitch. Curves on into the zone at 88, 0-1. Alan Castro on deck, followed by Ravello, Rosario. 0-1. Over the heart of the plate again on a fastball, now 0-2. Blaze with a double back in the fifth. He ended up scoring and then walked in his last at-bat. 0-2, chopped on the ground. Lorenzo surveying to his right. Makes the throw to first. This time it is in time. 4-3 put out, ends the inning. Sox add some insurance. 5-spot in the sixth, 2-spot in the seventh. It's a 10-4 lead for the Red Sox. Top of the eighth after this from Salem. 10-4, Salem on top of Fayetteville as we join you for the top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all evening long. Thanks so much for joining us. First pitch to Sandro Gaston misses. Oh, finds the zone, excuse me, on an 82-mile-an-hour changeup, and the count now 0-1. This one chopped away, and the count now 0-2 for Gaston. Raylan Perez remains on the hill for the Red Sox. Fourth pitcher tonight for Salem. On the other side, they have gone 5-deep. Have the Woodpeckers. Gaston today, he's been pretty darn good. 2-for-3. Check swing on this one. Ring him up. 85. Off-speed finds the zone. First strikeout for Raylan Perez. Couldn't have come at a better time. Gaston has either gotten a hit or struck out tonight. Struck out in the fourth, struck out in the eighth, but had a double in the second, had a single in the sixth. Here's Leostani Molina. Looking at an 0-1 count. A 1 finds the zone, called strike 2. 86 on the gun. He's got a base hit back in the second. Struck out looking and was aboard with a fielder's choice after that. 0-2 to Molina. Swung on, chipped up over the dugout, or excuse me, the mound. It's scooped up and thrown to first in time by Liendo. Nice play there by Abram Liendo. Yes, because apparently the mound is a dugout in my head this evening. Jackson Loft, the nine-hole hitter, now stepping in, righty. Walked in the second, grounded out in the fourth, and flew out in the sixth. Only his fourth at bat tonight. Your score, 10-4, Red Sox on top. First pitch misses, count 1-0. The 1-0 offering, swing and a miss. 1-1, blew the fastball past Lofton, did Perez. Now in his second inning of work. Perez kicks and deals the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip, 1-2. Wind blasted out into left, continuing. Lights on here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sox looking for 2 in a row. Down to the final 4 outs are the Woodpeckers. 1-2, misses below the knees. 2-2. And the 2-2 offering. High and away, missing. 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing, and a rope down the left field line. Scooped up backhand by James. Throw to first on a one-hopper to Felice is there. That'll end the inning. Lionel James doing a nice job over at third base tonight. 5-3 ground out. That'll do it. 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth after this. Sweet Caroline, cue it up. Bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Alan Castro to lead us off. It's a 10-4 lead for the Sox. Check swing finds the zone, and the count now 0-1 for Alan Castro. Called strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Below the knees now, and the count now 1-1. One ball, one strike to Castro. Way inside, brushes him off the plate, and the count now 2-1. Castro grounded out in the first, walked back in the third. Hit into a 6-3 put out in the fifth. Ended up with an RBI single back in the sixth. Count now 3 balls and a strike after an off-speed misses. Here's the 3-1. Inside, 5-pitch walk. Alan Castro leads us off in the bottom of the eighth. As if Salem needs more insurance. Already with a 10-4 lead. They've only done it on 4 hits. It's been such a bizarre game in that matter. The error category, 4 of them for the Woodpeckers. Only 1 defensive error for the Red Sox. Here's Luis Ravello. Swings at the first pitch, lifts it out into shallow right center field down the power alley. Underneath it, Lofton makes the grab for out number one. Ravello flies out to center on the first pitch. That brings out Ronald Rosario. Rosario has walked every time he's been to the plate tonight. Yes, he's 0-for-0 with 4 walks, believe it or not. First pitch, outside, 1-0. Just seems like you can't get him to swing. 1-0. Finds the zone, called strike one. 88 on the gun, it's 1-1. Ball and a strike for Rosario. Runner on first with one down, a 10-4 lead. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. 1-2. How about the Boston Red Sox? Bottom of the seventh, leading Toronto 6-3. Verdugo 1-for-4. Yoshida 1-for. No, now just moved to 2-for-5 live as I'm looking at it. 7-3. Live as I'm looking at it, Yoshida gets a hit. Goes 2-for-5 now. 1-2, the count for Rosario. Devers 1-for-4, 1-for-4 for Duran, 2-for-4 for Casas. Valdez has a pair of base hits, 2-for-4. Kiki Hernandez 1-for-4. Rosario flares one out to right for a base hit. Rounding second, heading for third is Castro. He slides in safely. Runners on the corners. One out single, bottom of the eighth for Rosario. So 4 walks and a base hit, not a bad night. Those are called quality at-bats if you're Ronald Rosario. Here's Lionel James. Had a hit back in the fourth and a fielder's choice in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. Excuse me, 1-for-4, rather. Ready on, ready matchup. First pitch. Below the knees, 1-0. For Lionel James. Wong also has a hit for the Boston Red Sox, 7-3. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup. First, the 1-0 pitch. Outside, gets away from Encarnacion. Coming home to score is Castro. Still only one out. It's an 11-4 ball game now. The Sox add on another. I mean, that has just been the story of the game. Wild pitches and errors. Red Sox only have 5 hits, and they've scored 11 runs. Just shouldn't happen, to be honest. You'll take it, though, if you're a Red Sox fan. Also moved Rosario over to second. 2-0. Finds the zone. Called strike one. 87. It's 2-1. Pavetta got the start, went six innings, gave up five hits, three runs, all of them earned, with a walk and six strikeouts. Did give up two home runs. Then they put in Martin, only the second guy to pitch so far tonight in the bottom of the seventh for the Sox. He's gone an inning with two strikeouts, no hits, no runs. Looking sharp. Three balls and a strike for Lionel James. The pitch. Finds the zone and the count now 3-2. 78 on that sweeping curveball. Large lead for Rosario at second. Really not held on tightly. 3-2. Swing and a line drive flying out into right. Diving catch is made there by Cole, the right fielder, to sit down James. A nice play as he just laid out flat for that one. Two away. Here's Albert Feliz. Pair of walks in his last two at-bats with a fielder's choice in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the second. First pitch. Finds the zone. Count now 0-1. Two down, runner on second. 11-4, Sox on top. 0-2 with a pair of walks is Feliz. 0-1 pitch. Upstairs and away, 79 on the radar gun. It's 1-1. How about on the other side for the Blue Jays? Let's look at their hitting numbers. Guerrero with a hit. Two hits for Varsho. Hit for Espinal. And Kermare with a hit as well. 1-1 found the zone. It's 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. Pitching numbers for the Blue Jays against Boston. They've gone four deep now. Manoa went five innings, did give up eight hits, five runs, had three strikeouts. Only two of those runs were earned, though. Bass was only able to go a third of an inning. 2-2 inside, gets away from Encarnacion. Easy bag for Rosario. Another wild pitch. Now the umpire's calling time. They're going to get this ball off the field that just stayed in play out behind the plate. Three balls, two strikes, a full count with a runner on third and two outs for Feliz. 11-4, Sox on top. In the stretch, here's the pitch. Check swing, below the knees, walk worked by Feliz. Third consecutive walk for Albert Feliz, dating back to the 6th, 7th, and now the 8th. It'll bring up Carson Seamus. Runners on the corners. This game just being elongated here by poor pitching. This might be it for Urias. Maybe not. Nope, just a conversation going to take place here. So when we started this thing, it was tight in the beginning, and Fayetteville had a lead. We're up 4-3 in the fifth. Then in the sixth, Red Sox scored five, then two in the seventh, then one now so far in the eighth. And Fayetteville has not had a response. Take a look at the NHL scoreboard. Playoff hockey. Carolina Hurricanes took down the New Jersey Devils. They take a 1-0 series lead. Second round of the Eastern Conference. Game one. Edmonton Oilers and Vegas Golden Knights. 9:50 p.m. Puck drop. That's in the second round. Game one in the West. First pitch to Seamus. Swung on, chopped on the ground over to third. Cruz is there. Throw to first. One hopper. Not in time. Seamus legs it out for a base hit. It scores a run, an RBI single for some more insurance for Carson Semus. Ronald Rosario scores. 12-4 Red Sox on top. Abram Liendo now the 9-hole hitter. Two hits so far this inning for the Sox. First pitch. Below the knees, 1-0. Last night, hockey was pretty crazy. Panthers took down the Maple Leafs, second round game one in the East, 4-2. 1-0 misses, count 2-0. Then the Seattle Kraken beat the Dallas Stars in overtime in Dallas, 5-4. And the West, they now lead the series 1-0. If you go back to Monday, the Devils eliminated the Rangers, 4-0 final score in that one. And on Sunday is when it was really wild. Two really, really good games. Kraken beat the Avalanche 2-1 to win the series. Panthers beat the Bruins in overtime to win the series. 3-0 found the zone. Count now 3-1 with runners aboard first and second. 12-4 the lead. There's two away for Abram Liendo. 3-1 finds the zone. Called strike two and it's full. Boston Bruins broke the record, the best regular season ever in NHL history, and then eliminated in the first round. 3-2, runners go. Got him looking. Rung him up on an 85-mile-an-hour slider. Second strikeout for Urias. Top of the ninth on top after this. 12-4, Salem with the lead. The closer, Michael Valera, in out of the pen, looking to seal the deal. It's a 12-4 ball game. Salem on top. It'll lead us off in the top of the ninth. It's the top of the order with Ryan Clifford, the designated hitter. He looks in strike number one, 83 on the gun on the off speed. Count now 0-1. Here's the pitch. Way outside, Rosario makes a nice grab, and it's 1-1. Well, it's been a good day, 2-for-3, in fact, for Ryan Clifford. A pair of singles, one of them with two RBIs, struck out looking besides that and walked. 2-1 now the count after another one misses. Michael Valera, really that guy that comes out for the Sox and has emerged as a closer. 2-1. inside, count now 3-1. Valera, 6'2", 24-year-old righty. Gets away from Rosario, and it's going to be a walk. Worked by Ryan Clifford to lead things off here in the top of the ninth. Wild pitch walks Ryan Clifford. Here's Narbe Cruz. One for four with a solo home run back in the fifth is Cruz. Had a home run yesterday as well. Can pull it with the best of them. Both of them over the left field fence. Here's the first pitch. High and in on a fastball at 91. It's 1-0. Michael Valera out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. With a 6.23 ERA, he's pitched in six games. 8 2/3 innings total. This one flared out into right. It will tail just foul, about a foot away from the line in right. 1-1. This is funny here. Clifford thought that was a base hit, made it all the way to third, and still didn't realize it. His third base coach had to tell him, hey, you got to go back to first. Valera's last appearance was on the 29th at Delmarva. Ended up going just an inning. Gave up a hit, two runs. Only one of them was earned, though. Did have a strikeout in that one inning. Runner on first, nobody out. Top of the ninth, 12-4, Sox on top. Here's the 1-1. High and away, count now 2-1. Two-one pitch. Chopper coming on is Leandro at second. Drubs it off of his shin, and he can't get it. Runners on first and second now. Wonder if it'll be the second error. No, they give it a base hit. Base hit for Narbe Cruz, his second hit of the day. Now runners on first and second with nobody out. A lot of work to be done if you're Fayetteville to try and come back, but nothing's impossible. Here's Zach Cole. Ready on lefty, first pitch. Swung on, laced. Line drive grabbed by Ravello, the shortstop. As he takes his glove off and shakes off his hand, one away. That ball came in screaming. John Garcia now digging in. Doubled in the fifth, hit by a pitch in the seventh, struck out in both the first and third. First pitch to Garcia. Breaking ball. I think this hit him. And it did. Hit him on the neck. Bases loaded now. I wonder how short the leash is here for Valera. Giving up now a walk, a hit, and a hit by pitch. As we're going to have a conversation take place, Coach Blanton comes out. Infield converges. Trying to decide what to do here with the bases loaded. Blanton put in both of his hands on the shoulders of Valera, trying to calm him down. It's cold. It's got to be tough to pitch when it's this cold out. Your hands are so, like, frozen. The ball feels different in your hands. Blanton telling Valera he's okay. Back to baseball will go now. It'll bring up Luis Encarnacion, the catcher. Had an RBI single back in the fifth. Flew out in the seventh. Struck out in the second and third. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 91. It's 0-1. Check in on the Boston Red Sox here. Check in on all of the MLB, matter of fact. Foul ball into the seats in right. 0-2 for Encarnacion. Sox still on top of the Blue Jays in the top of the eighth with two outs. It's a 7-3 lead. 0-2. Lifted out into right. Tailing. Foul. About a foot to the right of the line. That probably would have scored two, if not three, because it was hit into the corner and right. Instead, now still an 0-2 count. 12-4, Red Sox lead. Cardinals on top of the Angels 4-3 in the top of the eighth. Rockies on top of the Brewers 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2, ripped down the left field line. Backhanded glove is there by James. Throw to first, one hopper off the glove of Feliz. So that'll score a run. Makes it 12-5. Will be a base hit. Here's Lorenzo. First pitch. Finds the zone. Called strike one. 93 on the fastball. Still trying to figure out exactly what went down. So Clifford scored. And then Cruz at second. Swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. Two pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. That'll do it. Red Sox win it. 12-5, the final score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox with two consecutive victories, and they have a 2-0 series lead. They did it only on six hits. What a ball game here in Salem for the Red Sox. Offensive explosion. A lot of gimmies, though. A lot of wild pitches, a lot of errors. Regardless, it's a 7-run win for the Red Sox. We'll be back right here tomorrow night, 5-4-0 night at the ballpark, the area code right here in Salem. We'll be back a part of a 12-game homestand. This was game two, so 10 more at home before the team goes back on the road, and four more against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. For everybody in the production studio to my right, everybody in the organization, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long from Salem, and we'll see you tomorrow.